Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, January 10th, 2017. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Chioni Sojani. Tonight, we are looking at the opening of schools with parents saying they're struggling to get school fees. On the other hand, teachers are taking aim at the government for botching the new curriculum.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 202-465-0318.
You can also call us directly on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution.
And by the way, we are streaming live on our Facebook platforms as well as on our websites. That's www.voandebele.com. www.voazimbabwe.com as well as on www.voashona.com. Schools opened across Zimbabwe today with many parents complaining that they are unable to pay fees for their children. Likewise, teachers are also complaining that despite the introduction of a new curriculum, the government has yet to provide them with new syllabi. And the result was teachers going to class without knowing what to teach or how to plan.
The government has managed to push through the new curriculum despite fierce resistance from teachers and parents alike, citing lack of consultation. The new schedule has seen the introduction of new subjects such as heritage studies and economic history in secondary schools. But teachers complain there are no books or well-trained educators for these subjects. Please call and give us your contribution. The show is yours.
Indeed, Ms. Chi, the show is yours. Yours meaning the listeners at the Studio 7 family. Lingabalichona njani emakhaya ikuhlangana lamhlanje ngolwesibili kuhlelo lwenu lwaba sakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje liyazi zivuliwe isikolo ngakho yilo udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Abaningi abazali bakhala ngokuthi kabalama imali yama school fees kanti abanye ngabakhala ukuthi lanxa nje belayo emabhanga kayitholakali kalula. Ababalisi labo abaningi babikwa bebengafundisi lamhlanje ngenxa yokuthi uhulumende ubengakabaphi esingathi syllabus entsha ngemva kokuguqula esingathi curriculum. Uhlelo phela olokubana abantwana kumele bafundisweni njalo bafundiswe njani. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje. Kambe emakhaya khona ngapho liyenelisile na ukuyithola imali yefees. Lizayithola na, bahambile na abantwana esikolo, baxotshiwe na. Iyo imbuzo sifuna liphendule lisitshayele ucingo kumbe lisithumele imbiko yenu nge-WhatsApp lisazise ukubana kwenzakaleni ebantwaneni benu ekuhambeni kwabo esikolo lamhlanje. Kwazwe batereri chirongwa ndeche nyu kusangana muchirongwa che The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya ye kuvurwa kwezvikoro. Tukuzoti babereki vakawanda vari kuchema nenyaya yekuti havana mari yekubhadharira vana vavo kuzvikoro sezvo upfumi hwaita mamvemve. Uyezve mari haizi kuwanikwa kumabhanga nekuti iri kushota munyika haizi kubatika asi on the other hand varairidzi vari kuchemawo nenyaya yekuti hurumende mushure mekuchinja yatingati icurriculum yekudzidziswa kwevana haisati yapa varairidzi masyllabus kana kuti masyllabi new one naizvozvo izvi zvaita kuti varayiridzi vakawanda vange vachiwanikwa vari muzvikoro nhasi asi vasingazivi kuti zvii zvavangadzidzisa vana kana kuti zvii zvavange zvavachange vachidzidzisa vana. Saka ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi. Tokuda kunzwa kwamuri kuti magona here kubhadharira vana kuzvikoro uye havana kudzingwa here kuzvikoro kana vasati vabhadhara. Ndiyo nyaya yatokurukura nezvayo nhasi. Miss Chi.
Oh, wonderful. And before we go into the meat of the story, I just thought I'd help some parents and families and school students there on the preparations needed for going back to school. I found this very interesting, Mr. Ntunga, on the Huffington Post. They said the first thing and foremost thing is making sure you spend academic quality time with your children. Sometimes it's just not enough to say, hi, how are you? But also to find out what exactly they are doing in school, because it helps in their success. And so these are one of the things. The moment they start, develop a routine with your children. Like, okay, when you wake up in the morning, this is the time. It's different from my holidays. You know, when they go to sleep on holidays, they can sleep even at 12 o'clock. But now it's time, kuti vana vaende chikoro, you need to train them. So gadzira chinonzi routine, which will really help. Another thing that we were, that the Huffington says, it says, be engaged in the social aspect. You know, yevana kuchikoro. Sometimes, you know, we leave our children to friends, but seva bereki, tofana kuziva kuti shamwari wako ndiani. Some of these children are transitioning to new schools. Some of them are just starting a new school. Some of them are going to a new grade. So just being able to settle can be also a mammoth task. So it's very, very important. And you know, kosha, kuti uziwe kuti, shamwari mwana wangu ndiani? Chicha wanofarira my subjects ari kuitei, and also be engaged in my teachers. I would, you know, when there are activities at school, don't say, anoenda, you know, but say vabereki, say hama neshamwari, who want to make sure the students are involved, make sure that the teachers establish a relationship with you.
Indeed, we are now joined by our guest, Miss Chi. Let's jump straight into it. We have our first guest. That's a man who needs no introduction. That's Ezra Chisa Spanda, veteran broadcaster and founder of the Ezra Chisa Initiative. He will tell us more about that initiative. And we also have Ms. Magodonga Mahlangu. She also needs no introduction. The WOZA official. Spanda and Mahlangu, good evening and welcome on the connection.
Thank you very much, Ntunga. And greetings to you, Ms. Mahlangu.
Indeed.
Good evening, viewers. Evening, Ezra. Thank you for having me.
Let's start off with Mahlangu. Chisa will be coming to you shortly. Mahlangu, you go first. Schools open today. What did you see? Did you guys as parents have money for school fees?
It's very unfortunate that what I saw as I was going to work was quite disturbing, because I saw a lot of schools chasing children away from school and facing the hardships, the current hardships. I think it's very unfortunate that we still are faced with a situation where, with a contrition that, especially primary level, that speaks of to state-funded basic education, that children are still chased away from school. And the other thing I think we need to, as citizens, as concerned about the future of this country, why they are taking their child away from school, which means he or she is losing lessons. And then by the time the parent pays, she has already lost lessons. So where is the logic there? These are the things that we need to discuss rationally, looking at the current status quo of Zimbabwe. Right now, as we speak in Zimbabwe, the unemployment rate is very high, and the only employer that is there that you can talk of is the government. If you become a soldier, you become a teacher, you become a nurse, only public servants, or civil servants. That's the problem with this country.
Please do stay on the line Mahlangu. Miss Chi.
Hello, Mr. Ezra Sibanda.
Yes, my dear.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How is the United States of America?
It is great. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Please tell us about your organization and how you are helping children.
What happened is when I visited home Zimbabwe, I found some young girls desperate for school fees, not going to school. And what I decided to do was to try and talk to my friends all over the world via the social media. And they asked to help with the little they can so that we can take some of these youngsters to school. Especially identify some talented young children. This is why I decided to form the CHISA initiative, which is for well-being and education. So we've been helping some of the less privileged kids in the society, taking them back to school, because most of them, they drop out. Like Ms. Mahlangu will tell you that this government will tell you that no kids should be fired or expelled from school for non-payment of fees. But it's not happening. They are fine. They are told. If you go today, if you see what was happening, especially in towns, kids were retained back home because they couldn't provide the receipt as a proof of payment for school fees. So you will see tomorrow in newspapers or any other day saying no one should be told to go back home. But kids were sent back home packing, told that you didn't pay school fees, you didn't pay $15 as a primary school kid. There's supposed to be new kids doing grade one and all that. All those were sent back home. And these are children of the vendors, these are children of people who are unemployed, so they're expected to pay the full amount. Most of them, they average around $15 to $20 a term.
Mhm. Chisa o siyazi sike saxoxa emsakazweni ngempela viki wathi wena kohlelo lwakho lolu ulabantwana obaphathisayo abedlula amachuma amabili lamhlanje besiya esikolo owenelisile na ukuba abhadalela bonke bayancedisa ngokugcweleyo abangane bakho na njengoba umnotho welizwe umi manzonzo kangaka?
Abangani bami abanye bancedisile kudiaspora, kodwa iqiniso lihle-ke abalitshumi lo yedwa kabenesanga ukuthi siyithole leyo mali yama-school fees. Ngakho-ke kabahambanga sizamile ukuthi sikhulumisane labaphathi bezikolo zangikhona ngathi-ke abahlanu headmaster bavumile ukuthi baqale basebesithi bazazinikeza-ke esingathi 7 days ukuthi itholakale leyo mali babuye zibhadalelwe bangene esikolweni. Abanye babiseliwe, abanye balile bathi hhayi asisebenzi njalo, asinike sibathathe kababuyele ngikhaya. Bangikhaya, so vele kuyabulalwa namhlanje zama ukugijima yonke indawo ukuthi sibatholele sibasize. Laba abanye-ke hhayi bangenile-ke ezikolweni kumelahlua.
Va Ezra Chisa Sibanda apo vari ku taura ne nyaya ye vana va vari ku basira pasi pe chirongwa chavo che Ezra Chisa Initiative. Saka va Sibanda ndimbo bvunza zvii zvakaita kuti mutange chirongwa ichi, sei makazviona zvakakosha kuti munge muchitsvagira vanoshupika ava rubatsiro?
Inini ndoigara kulondon, ndogara kuunited kingdom, saka ndakauya kuzimbabwe kuzovhakacha. Ndakasangana nevana vadiki vechingotenderera vakapfeka mayunifomu, vamwe vasina kupfeka mayunifomu. Ndikabvunzavo kuti chii chiri kuitika. Vana vakataura kuti havana school fee, mwe wacho airwara. Saka tikaenda kumadoctors tikaona kuti mwana wacho ari kurwara, tikabatsira, because initiative iyi ndasaa ndazotaura kuti inonzi ndeye well-being needucation. Saka kana tichitarisa kugadzira nemangwana revana, vana vanofanira kudzokera kuchikoro, vanofanira kuenda kunodzidza. Tikatarisa hurumende yedu yemuno muzimbabwe, inenge ichingotaura kumapepa nhau, ichingotaura maminista ichingotaura kuti hapana mwana anodzingwa kuchikoro, but pari zvino vana vari kudzingwa kuchikoro. Ndikutaura nhasi uno kune vana vakawanda vanga vazivhara mutaun vadzingwa nenyaya kusabhadhara maschool fees. Zviya zvino ndezvokunyepa chete kuti hai vana vese vanongodzidza then vanozobhadhara makupera kwegore kana kuti mari zvazi anongobatwa parizvino kune magrade 7 akanyora gore rakapera varambira kupiwa maresults egrade 10 because vane maschool fees last term year 2016 saka vanava parizvino varototambura kuti vanoenda sei kunotanga form 1 vatogara because havana maresults secondary school inongoti maresults ako egrade 7 ari kupi mwana wacho hakwanisi kutaura because maresults ari kuchikoro headmaster ari kuramba nawo nekuti mwana wacho achi haana kuzobhadhara school fees yegore rakapera.
Mr. Sibanda, can you please tell us and share with us the challenges that you are presently encountering dealing with in Zimbabwe right now?
The challenges we are facing here is the headmasters or the Ministry of Education telling, because the one thing they will give you mixed information, they will tell you that no one is going to be sent back home for non-repayment of school fees. But you find that misleading, very misleading. As I'm talking to you, even the primary school kids, they are sent back home. They want a receipt, they want a proof of payment. They actually stand at the gate and they're demanding to see the receipt that you have paid the school fees. If not, you are retained back home. So a lot of kids were sent back in because this is January, and some of the parents, as you know, the way they are struggling, and that is they are unemployed. Some are vendors, and there's no money in vending. So they
yes.
can't afford.
Yes.
People might look as if $15 is nothing, but it's a lot of money to some people.
Yes, but what I was actually specifically asking was in terms of your organization, you have Uh-oh. Mentioned this, but in terms of working with other organizations here in Zimbabwe, how has that been challenging in that
okay.
respect?
Yeah, the problem is somebody coming from the diaspora and to approach this organization, they approached about three of them. And they say they might be able to help, but most of it, they are helping with the other project where I looked at the young girls, 13 to 15 years, doing prostitution in town. So they only say they can help in counseling and helping them out, but they can't promise that they will be able to pay the school fees and to take these kids back. So at the moment, there are about six of them who are receiving counseling. And I'm glad that three of them, they actually agreed to return back to the rural areas to go back to school. Because there's no proof that they actually went to school. Some of the schools here, some of the colleges in town, why I want a secondary school, a proper secondary school, is that is back home, is in rural areas, is not in town. The only places which allow those people to go for secondary school are colleges, which are plenty in the city centers. But those colleges, if you let these kids, after what they've gone through here, prostitution, there's no way they will study or learn here. So the best thing is to find a school somewhere outside, isolated areas or in rural areas, go back to those schools, the secondary schools. So as we speak, we'll be taking about two 14-year-olds back to Jombe in the next few days to go and study. Someone got a place at Rucheko, they're back in Jombe. So we are happy with that. After receiving this counseling, they will go back. But we are struggling there. There are organizations which are established, which are supported the world over. But me as an individual, I started this project on my own. So for me to come and say, I've got this, no one believes it. But what I do is I rely on the general public, the people who follow me on social media and all that to help. This is why we have managed to pay these fees without getting any help from any organization or government or anybody.
Veteran broadcaster Ezra Chisa Spanda, founder of the Ezra Chisa Initiative. Chisa kube kubambile konapo. Elawe maji makoto nga mahlangu kube kubambile. Sitate ubaba uSifiso Ndlovu of the Zimbabwe Teachers Association. Babu Ndlovu, siya kwamukela kuhlelo.
Yeah.
Ayi siyabonga baba. Akusitshele lapha babu Ndlovu, sizwe abanye ababalisi bekhalakhala lamhlanje besithi kabenelisanga ukufundisa ngesizathu sokuthi uhulumende uguqule i-curriculum kodwa kasaliphanga esingathi syllabus. Ngakho ababalisi bathi bebengakwazi ukubana bahlele njani isifundo abazifundisa abantwana. Ungasichazisela kuhamba njani khonapho?
Okukhona ukuthi zikhona ezinye izikole ezisukeleyo ezigcwele amasilabhasi isikhathi sesendlule, kodwa-ke sithe sima sivala kutheni eqelileyo zikhona ke izikole eziningi ezitholile ama-syllabus lawo. Ngikhuluma njenjenje ezinye izikole ziwatholile ama-syllabus njenganamuhla. Lokho phela kugcine kuvamile ukuthi kube kuhlangane ngento eqalayo entsha. Lokho umqoka ukuthi eZimbabwe selibambe inguqulo kwezemfundo, okuyinto okumele siyithakazelele sonkeni ukuze sithuthukise ilizwe lethu. Kanti-ke njalo siqinise ezemfundo izisekela, ingoba zivele zona ziyisika yentuthuko yethu.
Mr. Ndlovu, the former education minister, Mr. David Coulthard, has called this curriculum change a disaster, saying that there was no adequate consultation between the government and other stakeholders, including parents and teachers. Concerns that are also shared by other, teachers' unions, such as the PTUZ and the Rural Teachers Association of Zimbabwe.
Yeah. Ngoba sizizwe ngoba indaba yokuguqula i-curriculum kayiqalanga izolo. Uzakhumbula ukuthi sineminyaka phosa engafika amathumi amabili. Siyiqale ngo-1997. Okutsho ukuthi kwanamhlanje nxa sikhuluma ngo-2017 ngaphosa kungamathumi amabili. Lapho besingena khona siphuphuthana nezakhamuzi zeZimbabwe ukuthi ngathi eZimbabwe lingakho kuphumela nezemfundo. Lapha abafike izolo bayithole indima eveke sihlatiwe, kanti mhlawumbe basilele abasayitholanga. Kodwa okwamanje okuqakathekileyo ukuthi i-curriculum review inivele ihlezi ikhona njalo iyinto okumele siyibambe sonke. Abangakhala ngakho mhlawumbe abantu ukuthi yebo ezenotho azilakho ukusekela ukuqona lezinto ngoba imali isuka kithana. Kusesilabo abanye abathe bathontisela esikhwameni zikahulumende bejonge khona ukusukumisa zona lezi ezemfundo. Ngaleyo ndlela-ke sokumele eZimbabwe libambe liqinise kulokho okwenzela ukuthi leyo curriculum review ekade afiswa ibe khona. Asifundeni ngokwenzakaleyo emazweni afana labo-Namibia abathi nxa bazethola imiphumela yethu yokuhlolisisa ngezemfundo ngo-1999 bona bahle bakuphamba bahamba lakho namla bagatshana bayaphambili. Ezemfundo zabo seziphosekelayo zincintisane leZimbabwe yona ekuyiyo eyingutshi ezemfundo kakhulu nxa siqhanyela elizwe lase-Afrika. Naleyo ndlela-ke basikhuthazaneni sonke njengamaZimbabwe. Ngiyamuzwa Coulthard uyakhuluma kodwa ukhuluma phela njengegqwetha. Kangingeke ngimsole kakhulu nakuphela yena kwezemfundo uyafikela ufuna ukuthi axhashe atshengise njalo ukuthi kuyini okuqakathekileyo nasikubani. Nasizenhlanganiso-ke wababalisi ezinye ziyaye zifikela zingafikela ngoba zingenabo abantu abafinyelela njengoba uhulumende ethola lokhu mhlawumbe emhlanganweni ethiyeneyo.
Qhube kubambile khonapho baba uNdlovu, siyabonga. Chisa, please do stay on the line. Muzware Mahlangu ehanzi navaNdlovu vari kugunun'una zvikuru sei varayiridzi vari kugunun'una nenyaya yecurriculum itswa iyi ndiana Mafikizolo. Muri kubvumirana nazvo here ipapo semubereki mai Mahlangu? Halo Mahlangu? I think we have lost Magotonga Mahlangu there, but we'll be trying to reconnect with her. Before we go to Chisa, Ms. Chi, we have a listener.
Yes, Makadi, Mr. Mpofu. I was Tiripo. Tipe mapungiro enyu panyaya.
Ah, no, 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 no,
Mhm. But Rukunzi wanogona kuswipe.
Na?
Rukunzi wanogona kuswipe one. Inyaye mari chaye mbenki here kana mari cash.
Abane ikure zvimo outstate no swipe papa zvina kana makodi.
Oh. Okay, saka ndimi mune vana kuchikoro here?
Hazvitipatadza kubhadhara mari yacho nekuti handishandi apo tikutsvaga vari kudya vakatsva munotezva kuti hakuna kana.
Saka muchaita sei manje?
Mari yacho hakuna.
Saka muchaita sei mukuti hamusi kushanda hamuna mari, saka vana vanoita sei manje?
Tinonge tingaongoendawo kana tazotengesewo tumumbudzi tumombe dzakagwada madzese dzakafa. Saka tikange tsvaka-tsvaka netuhuku tombuza tarambisana ndichaka.
Aiwa,
tinotenda mukoma nekupinda muchirongwa.
Tinotenda, maita basa.
Mnumzana Mpofu ungakahambi. Ekhaya ungapi, usitshayela ungapi?
Eka ngisenga mapanda.
Aha, uthu labantwana bangaka abayesikolo?
Mina ngile 3 zakesikolo 1, mina lo 1 wakhona yithi wanzima ndoda.
Yeba ke thuba ungakayitholi.
Ah, ngithi ngitholi mali yakhona last term so bathathalanga. Ngile story bese.
Ule sikweleti semalini?
$30.
This time kufunakala malini futhi?
This time kufunakala $15.
Awulazi fuye zokuthengisa, abanye sebe sizothiwa bayathengisa izifuyo lapha nxa lokuyimbuzi uthengisa ufundisa abantwana.
Letizifuyo sezaphela, iinkomo zacuba zonke. Okuzinkunku bekunobukhuhlane kathesi kuqalisa ukuqacada kathesi yeyindoda kunzima.
Yeba kithi, hhayi kuzalunga baba Mpofu, siyabonga ungena uhlelo.
Kulungile, sizabe sese sizama singathi njengobane sicande njengomntwana ephakathi kwendelelo.
Hhayi kunjalo Mpofu, izanu yathi ramba emakashinga. Akula enye indlela mdala, siyabonga ukungena kuhlelo. Sibuye kumagodonga Mahlangu. Mathi, sukhona ecingweni?
Ya, sekukhona, bengingalahleka ngoba izulu liyana kakhulu ngapha kwaBulawayo.
Aha, ndangandichithi Muzware Mahlangu, vandlovu basifiso Ndlovu beZimta. Vari kuti hapana chakaipa ne hapana chakaipa ne inyaya yecurriculum itswa iyi. Asi tikuzoti sevabereki muri kugunun'unavo muri kubatsiranawo nevamwe varayiridzi pakushora chirongwa ichi. Vandlovu vari kuti haiwa mateachers unions ari kushora curriculum change iyi ndiana mafiki zolo. Muri kuzvionawo sei?
Ya, okhona ukuthi khona i-curriculum le efikileyo ifuna ku-addressa esingathi ngama-effect ayidili lama-root causes. Ngoba lapha bona bathi khona i-curriculum le izayenza ukuthi abantwana babe yilabana bazathi ba.
My goodness, we have lost Magodonga Mahlangu again. But nevertheless, we still have our other two guests, Sifiso Ndlovu of Zimta and Ezra Chisa Spanda, a broadcaster and founder of the Ezra Chisa Initiative. Chisa, what's your take on what Mr. Ndlovu had to say?
With all due respect, what Mr. Ndlovu is saying is quite insulting to the ordinary people of Zimbabwe, especially to the parents. I know that Obviously, as someone who represents his fellow members, I think it's very unfair and so unfortunate. You might call those people Mafizolo, but Mr. Ndlovu, whenever the curriculum changes, it has to be a process. It cannot be an overnight thing. It cannot be just all of a sudden say, next year, without any warning, without even consulting your membership or the union, having a time to talk and discuss that in 3 years' time, this is what we want to do. It's just like a constitution. There's no way overnight you say, this is a new constitution. We have to go for it. You have to give people, it has to be a process. Introduce it gradually, then let people discuss and find the cons and pros before you actually implement it. This is what I'm sure, this is what all the parents or the teachers are saying.
Mm-hmm. Before you come in there, Mr. Ndlovu, Timboverenga, Tsambadza, Tirikutumirwa, nevatereri pa WhatsApp uye pa Facebook tine tsamba yanyorwa namukoma Farai musariri hungwe ari kuti maticha kwakungoshinga asi mufaro havana nokuti kumacivil servants ose ndivo vari kunyanya kudzvinyirirwa tsamba iri kubva kuna Farai musariri hungwe pa WhatsApp apa ndine tsamba iri kubva kumutereri asina kuzvidoma nezita asi ari kuti kwedu kuno vamwe vana havasi kutoenda kana kuchikoro kwacho vadzidzisi vacho havatoendi kumabasa timboona dzimwe tsamba dziri kupinda pane iyi iri kubva kuna mukoma P Korichi vari kuzvishava neuko vari kuti hakuna mari kumabank saka dokora unoramba achiintroducea zvinhu zvisina musoro achitadza kuti vadzidzisi vawane mari rambai muchitumira tsamba dzenyu veduwe paWhatsApp uyezve nefacebook tichadziverenga pano apa muchirongwa chenyu chirongwa The Connection qhubekani litumela incwadi zenu vakwetu kuWhatsApp lakufacebook sizazivala khonapa emsakazweni westudio 7 kuhlelo lwenu The Connection.
Hello.
Mr. Ndlovu, I'm sure you are itching to come in there and, give a rejoinder to what Chisa said.
Unfortunately, I missed that because I got disconnected. But what I'm following from the comments from the Facebook and WhatsApp messages is an indication where we are mixing the economic challenges of the country and also the issue of the results that relates to education and training. When we talk of education innovation, it should be divorced from the issues that have to deal with the current challenges of the country. So there is no reason why we should be putting Tokora on the plebiscite and accusing him of introducing new innovations at a time when there's no money in the country. That issue is an economic issue and it's a treasury function, and it should be placed appropriately. It must be placed at the treasury function. So clearly, I would encourage our listeners to see what is good for the future, for the children, for our future workers, for our future citizens. Should we then stop planning for the future because the economy currently is in doldrums? Are we not postponing the success that these people may get? That is my advice to the listeners. Well, we are reviewing a curriculum which currently is indicating it is not responding to the needs of the citizens, particularly our learners, after they've graduated. And therefore, we must encourage that innovation.
I'm sure Chisa wants to respond, but I have a question, a follow-up question to that, Mr. Ndlovu.
Yeah.
You now have these two subjects, new subjects at secondary level, the Heritage Studies and Economic History. Teachers say that there's no textbooks for these subjects yet. How does that make sense? How does the government introduce subjects without first of all training teachers and following up with the requisite textbooks for that?
Production of textbooks is an issue by authors, and teachers by their nature are authors as well. What is important is not the textbook. What is important is the syllabus. If the syllabus is introduced, then it must encourage our educators to interpret it and find meaning. We have got educators who are writers in their own right. In other words, the creation of knowledge is resident in the educators. That is the kind of the professional teacher we are looking for. A teacher who will understand his syllabi and will not wait for a textbook that has been written by a Mr. So-and-so who could have been writing it for business. The teacher will be developing content which is coming from the syllabi, and he uses various media, and not only the textbook, but various media to access that data and share it with students. Besides, a teacher must be in the process of continuous learning together with their learners. As they discover new horizons, the teacher also learns. As the children discover new horizons, they learn. And as they learn, they continue to redefine their previous experiences. So this is what we mean by continuous learning and continuous professional development for educators, and continuous assessment then comes in for our learners as well, as we see them adapting and adopting new rhythms in education.
Nancy Ndaba, please.
Mr. Ndo, what is necessary for you to introduce a new curriculum? Is it what is it, why are you introducing it? Was it necessary? You seem to be bulldozing that and imposing it to the teachers. I thought that when you want to introduce a new curriculum, it has to be a process. It has to take time, just like the way the question is written. Then you plan ahead, not just overnight and coming out and introducing this to the nation.
For people who are active in education and the educationists, the new curriculum has been on the cards for the last 20 years. And one weakness that Zimbabwe has suffered is the weakness of procrastination. And this has killed us. We started with this view of reviewing the curriculum as far back as 1997, right through to 1999, when we launched a very powerful commission, which was led by Dr. Nzilamasanga, resulting in the Commission of Inquiry into Education and Training. And the results, therefore, speak for themselves. And Zimbabwe has taken so long to implement the results of that. And then we're saying, why should Zimbabweans take very long to bring new things which they have all testified to? That outreach was powerful. And what we saw as a review was actually reviewing and updating that Commission of Inquiry report. And that's why we call it a review, because it is updating what was discovered. For example, the issue of ICT and the issue of STEM was highlighted then. And now we're saying, at what stage are we in the ICT development? Remember, in 1997, the phone that we carried was as big as a brick, and not many of us could access that. But today, you find the phone right at the back of the beyond, in the fields. Mbuya Ningi hanging a cell phone and talking to his children all over the world. And in some cases, those who are able, even accessing the internet. That is the kind of development that we're updating so that it matches with the constant change in society. So it's not a new thing at all. People may want to believe it's a new thing, because sometimes we fear change for the sake of But what we should be doing is to manage this change process and get the best out of this new curriculum.
Ungakangeni khonapho tshisa sivale incwadi ezivela kuba laleli ngiphethe incwadi lapha evela kubheka inkululeko oyithumele nge-WhatsApp. Uthi yena salibonani basakazi isikolo zivuliwe lamhlanje bekuphithizela edolobheni lakobulawayo abantu bedinga imfanelo zesikolo kodwa uZulu ukhathazekile ngemali yemfanelo ngoba abantu ugabalayo imali incwadi leyo ivela kutshahelitala ubheka inkululeko.
We've got another speaker here, Mr. Garikai Makwenza. Magadi? Oh, he just dropped. Mr. Nglovu? Muripoere?
I'm still there.
Good. I like the whole idea that you're introducing IT and you're a real believer in the new curriculum. But, and like you did talk about change, but do you feel that this change, the people are ready for this change? Because yes, the change is there. Yes, we want to manage the change, but is the environment conducive for this change to come about? Like one of the initiatives that you want to introduce is swiping of cards in schools, but all the way to the rural areas. Do you think that is practical? Secondly, the electronic system of everyone enrolling online, do you think that is practical as well in terms of the level of thinking that people have right now?
Certainly, Zimbabwe's information structure, particularly on technology, is lagging behind. Our penetration rate in the rural areas and also even in the homes in urban areas is low, and that suggests that there is therefore need to step up the issue of ICT as a knowledge a facilitating environment, and ICT also as a driver of change must be embraced and brought up. So alongside that, we should be promoting the introduction and talking to our service providers to extend the access to these networks. Clearly, the penetration rate in Zimbabwe is low, and it will militate against the innovations like the eMAP. I am on record, and we are on record as ZIMTA as well, indicating that it was a hurried introduction of that process addressing the needs of the people. So we needed, first of all, to address the issue of infrastructure, getting the computers to the people, but also getting the network to the people. That is an issue that we need to do.
Can you hold on? We'll come back to you, Mr. Nglovu. We've got another caller from Gokwe. Wakadi, Mr. Gava. Aiwa, tiripo, ndimi mukuterera akazvikutaura pano. Kugokwe wana venyu vari kuenda kuchikoro here vakatotanga here kuenda kuchikoro?
Vaenda nhasi, vana vaenda kuchikoro asi mari hakuna. Vabereki vanga vachienda chaizvo kusviniridza mari shoma iripo, mabhuku anga achitengwa achizve zvese. Asi zvinhu hazvina kumbomira zvakanaka kuburikidza nemari. Vamwe vanga vachishaiwa mari kumabhengi, vamwe vachidini, saka hazvi zvacho hazvina kana neorder yese.
Saka imimi chii chamuri kufungidza pamusoro penyaya iyi?
Ndine kuchikoro kwakakura zvikuru because neniwo ndakaendawo kuchikoro chemubereki asi zvaakuitika makore anaya iye zvezvi find kuti minister anotaura iye kuti kwanza hazii akuchinja chinja zvinhu ari kuda kumhanya nenguva iri zvaakuitika makore anaya achikanganwa kuti kumaruva hakuna kana magetsi hakuna kana network hakuna kana chii dzidzo yacho inofamba inosvika chirudzi izvezvi kuhigh education kuya kuya minister anoannounsa iye kuti hakuna vana kuzvikoro zvepamusorosoro vachange vachibhadharirwa mari nehurumende iye ndiye akashandisa mari achishandisa zvinhu zvisinei nedzidzo yacho kuchikoro kwacho vana vari kudzingwa zvinorevei.
Maybe we can direct that question to Mr. Nglovo. Mr. Nglovo, mogona upindura here panyaya.
It would be inappropriate for me to respond on an issue that is now in the legal domain and has not been concluded. So as a case that is subjudiced, I may not have a free will to comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll skip that one.
Tinotenda mukoma gara and those are just joining us. This is The Connection on Studio 7, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. And today we are talking the opening of schools amid chaos in some schools where the government has failed to produce or to finish teachers with a new syllabi after changing the school's curriculum. And on our lines on the forum today, we have Ezra Chisa-Spanda, veteran broadcaster, as well as founder of the Ezra Chisa's Initiative. We also have Mr. Sifiso Ndlovu of the ZIMTA organization, the Teachers Association. Chisa, takambo uona uchitenderera nedhorobho rekubulawayo masvondo maviri matatu apfuura uchikurukura iwewe nepfambi uchida kudzikwezva kuti dzinge dzichidzokera kuchikoro. Mbotitaurira kuti urongwa hwako ihwohwo hwakafamba sei?
Sezvandamotaura earlier on, ndaenda kunoisa fuel pagarachi rimwe kubulawayo una Main Street. Saka ndaona chimwana chidiki chine around 13-14 years ichingonibvunza kuti unganipe mari kuti ende kunorara tesi. Then I thought maybe munhu atuma kutira kunditrepa. Then I said why doing it? Ati ndikutengesa because ndoda kurarama, ndina vanhu, handinani, ndinogara nemo anti anonditengesa. Saka ndototengesa pandikuchaja $3. So then that's when ndakatirisa ndati ko chicho kuti kana ndikaita inonzi drive ndikutendera kubuda kwayo. Then I saw vana ma underage kids selling their bodies, prostitution in Bulawayo vachingotengesa. So tikataura nevamwe, tikavatora, tikataura navo, vakabvuma kuti no, vanoda kuenda kuchikoro and vakazobuda muchikoro because kwakusina chi mari yeschool fees. So madrop out ASAI. Nenyaya yekuti hurumende yacho inenge ichingotaura kuti hana we support everyone ngaende kuchikoro unozobhadhara, hapana munhu anodzingwa, vachingonyepera vanhu. Saka vana vacho vakadzingwa and vana vacho tikavatora, vamwe vacho tikaenda for counseling. As I told you earlier on, vamwe vakaita counseling and that I told you that six of them are green kuti vabude chi mu red light district vadzokere kuchikoro. These are 13 to about 16 years old kids. And all these people, the officials are ignoring. It's like an epidemic now. If you move around the cities, Harare, Bulawayo, Gweru, these young kids doing what you call prostitution in the red light district, looking for money to fend for their families, to fend for themselves. They've actually dropped out from school. So what we are doing as an initiative is to try and encourage and take these kids for counseling. After counseling, we try to put them back to school. Like I told you that we failed to pay for some, which they were fired. They were told to go back. Mr. Ndlovu is here and is listening, and he knows deep down that they actually tell whether they give instructions to headmasters or to schools to say, send them back if they don't have the fees. They don't even care where you come from, but they want to change the curriculum. They rush about things which are not so important. At the moment, the most important thing is to take kids to go to school and learn, not people to be suffering about books, about school fees and all that. Like the old man was telling you from Gokwe, you can't even attend. If you attend without books, you're wasting your time. Because your books will never be given. Myself in the 80s and 90s, when I went to school, the exercise books were given out. The textbooks were available. But this is a rundown system whereby it continues to try and so-called innovative. Innovative for what? When you're not even correcting what has been happening and helping empower the schools and give them books, supply books, supply exercise books, let the kids go to school, especially primary school kids. Let them, give them a chance. You are given a chance. You are government officials. You are given a chance to go to school. And you don't want to give the offense. You don't want to give the less privileged people to go to school as well and learn. Even if they've reached grade 7, it's better than nothing. If you fire a 6-year-old living with a 72-year-old grandmother, you say, I want $15. What nonsense is that?
So, Chisa, umntwana lo esiza kuwe sithi $3 ulala lami. $3 iround kumbe ubusuku bonke.
Hayi khona apho isikhatshana ukuthi $3 and then nxa ufuna lo ubusuku bonke $7 or $8. You're talking of 13-year-old kids. The police were told not to arrest prostitutes. So that's why all these kids, there's an influx now. Everyone, every kid now is in town at night. During the day, they're back home. They tell you that I want the bread to give to my ailing mother who is sleeping in Chabalala. So this is why I'm here in town. If you give me $3 or go back home, I'm not going to sleep with a man. So, you know, it's so painful. It makes me cry that this government official with their 4x4s will be sleeping in five-star hotels, telling people that a new curriculum, we have to change this and that. Change education for the kids. First of all, focus on the children. Less privileged people who don't have a penny. The vendors there, they gain R7 a day. They cannot take a child to school, which is a school which demands $15. Tomorrow when it goes, you send back. And someone sits in the office in a five-star hotel and decides every time to be flip-flopping, lying to the world and say, no, no child will be expelled, no child will be sent back home if you're not paying school fees. When they do, if you've seen what is happening in town here, You cry when you see kids being sent home.
Thank you so much. We will be back with you just now. Hello.
Before you take that listener, we have another guest who is in a hurry, really. We will talk to him for a minute or so. And that's Yali alumni, Promise Muleya of the Promise Foundation, Austria. Mr. Muleya, good evening.
Good evening, Tunga. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Yeah, briefly, Mr. Muleya, we know you are in a hurry. We know you are also taking care of, you know, several kids trying to pay for their school fees. Did you manage to do that? Okay, we have lost Mr. Muleya there, we have a listener, and our time is running out anyway. Let's take a listener before we go to Chisa for his closing remarks.
Hello, from Chinoy, Mkoma. Hello?
I think we've lost that listener too. Like Ezra was saying, it's really pathetic that you find these young kids who should be in a school, you know, mapping their future, writing their future and the future for their kids. You know, they are in the streets there prostituting. Because the economy is failing, the system is failing them, and the only way they see fit to, you know, get out of their misery is to sell their bodies.
That is so sad. That is so sad. It really tells you about the condition of things right now in Zimbabwe. And also, it's not helping because it's also coming from home. Like you heard, saying that the auntie is the one who's also saying, and I'm an uncle, you know. So I think it also comes back to the reality of what Zimbabwe is going through. And if this is starting from Bulawayo and also in Harare, where else can this also be happening in terms of the rural areas?
Yeah, Tanisa, really. And I always hear this narrative from the, you know, ruling ZANU-PF government official trying to push back, absolving themselves of any responsibility, you know, in terms of our economic situation. And I'm like, are you serious? Here is a party that has been in power for the past, God knows how long, 36 years, now going to 37. And who else do you blame for the failure of the economy but yourself?
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Okay, Chisa.
Okay.
All right, before we come to you, Chisa, for your closing remarks, we have another listener, Ms. Chi.
Yes, how are you? All the way from Chinoy, Makadiko Mkoma. Tiripoti pezita renyu. All right. Tipe mafungiro enyu panyai.
Asi mkoma muri kutya kuzvitaura zita munombofundisirwa fundisiro here ikoko? Ndevapi vava vasingatauri nemazita? Ndati ndevapi vacho vava vasingatauri nemazita? Aha, okay. Aiwa, tinotenda nekupina muchirongwa mukoma wangu. Chisa, let's have your last word, and you know, given the good work that you are doing, how can you know, people find you?
Really, I'm pleading to fellow Zimbabweans all over the world. I'm trying my best. The problem that is the resources for me to penetrate all the areas of Zimbabwe. So far now, what I've done is Midland and part of Matabeleland. I wish to go all the way because what is happening in Masingo again is a catastrophe. So I need my fellow Zimbabweans all over the world, especially people who follow me on social networks, like Jesus Manda, even on Facebook, on Twitter, to come on board and say, let's save these streets, these children who are roaming the streets. I'm not even concerned now with the secondary. I'm trying to give a 6-year-old, 4-year-old, 7-year-old a chance just to go up to grade 7 at least, while this thing is going on in Zimbabwe. You cannot say, like I told you, that the demand, even first 2 days, they were grade one, new grade ones, were sent home. Can you imagine the excitement when the kid, the 5-year-old, 6-year-old left for school today to be told, no, you don't have school fees, go back. Can you imagine? You're new in school, you're told to go back. What I'm saying is, they are listening. I know they are listening to this radio station, the ministers, the government officials, and everywhere. Can we shelve this curriculum thing and focus on education, the young ones? Can we go back and say from grade 1 to 7, it's free education? Free education. Just allow them to go. Then maybe start chatting from secondary school. Let these kids, give them a chance. We are given a chance. This is now you're sitting in your offices and any big money and driving all these cars and sleeping in hotels. And there are people who are really suffering. And if I go now, I'm leaving evening. If I drive to town, I'll still find those young kids, 13-year-olds, the 14-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And then why did you tell the police not to arrest the prostitutes?
Okay, let's leave it there. Chisa, we are out of time, but thank you so much.
You appreciate. Thank you very much for having me and supporting me. Thank you.
We appreciate Chisa. That's Ezra Chisa Spanda of the Chisa Initiative. He also heard from WOZA official Magodanga Mahlangu and Sifiso Ndlovu of the Zimbabwe Teachers Association. Now it's time to disconnect. I'm Tungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Chioni Sojani. Good night, Zimbabwe. Same time, same place.